Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Internet Radio Nowhere. My name is Jim. Most of you hopefully know me from Blue Shirt Banner Radio on Wednesday nights. Since Eddie's on vacation this week in Vegas and Kansas City and St. Louis, I thought I'd borrow his time slot and step out of the hockey the hockey clothes for a night and do something a little different, try and entertain you. And yeah, close to the old Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Saturday morning theme song. That was not supposed to be the way the show opened, but I can never count on Blog Talk Radio to get my files right. So, but anyway, I figured once it started playing, I'd let it roll because, well, I do like that song, and I'm a big Bugs Bunny fan, so what the hell. We're going to talk about a bunch of different stuff tonight. We'll cover a couple of topics, and I also want to hear, we're going to talk in a little while about jokes and joke telling and the art of joke telling. And I want to hear if you guys want to call in. The numbers, same number as Blue Shirt Banner Radio, 646-478-4692. I want you guys to call in tonight and tell me your dirtiest joke. And I don't care. I don't care about the language. I don't care if it's politically incorrect. I want to hear it. And I'll be telling a few as we go along. And like I said, we'll get into a little bit about joke telling and the art of joke telling and as the night goes along. So without further ado, since this is Internet Radio Nowhere, and I did promise we'll have some Springsteen tonight. What better way to start with a little Radio Nowhere?
This is Radio Nowhere.
Bruce Springsteen to get us started off tonight, Friday night. I appreciate you spending your Friday evening with me. It's summertime. We're about halfway through the summer now. We only got about a month to go until Labor Day weekend, which is the unofficial end of summer. At least it was if you grew up at the Jersey Shore. And Jersey Shore is actually where I wanted to start off tonight, because I want to talk about this show on MTV, the Jersey Shore. I don't know. I honestly don't know anybody who watches this thing, but obviously somebody is, because they've made, you know, they're back for a second season, and I don't see how anybody can sit and watch this show. I don't care if people say, oh, I watch it because it's just so bad and it's just a train wreck. These people that are on this show are just so detestable. I mean, Snooki, they've made a star out of this girl. First of all, she's not attractive. She's got a horrible personality. I mean, she's nothing but a bimbo, and that's all she is. And, you know, I don't care if that's a politically correct term or not. She is nothing but a bimbo. She's not attractive. She's completely talentless. And I don't even – the only other character I know on that show is that douchebag that calls himself The Situation. Anybody who refers to himself as The Situation deserves to be punched in the nuts repeatedly. I mean – this show, I don't get it. It paints, you know, I'm not even Italian, and it paints Italians in such a bad light. It's bad for New Jersey as a whole. I think it paints, you know, New Jersey as just a state full of douchebags and pardon the expression, guineas that don't do anything. You know, they have no jobs, no life, and it's I was at Seaside Heights about a month and a half ago when my son graduated high school, and we're walking the boards in Seaside, and the whole strip is nothing but an advertisement for that show. Everybody's got shirts for sale for the Jersey Shore, and shirts, Snooki shirts, and the Situation shirts, and it's just ridiculous. And you know, and then I see the other day there's a picture of them on the internet. They're at Wall Street, ringing the bell for the New York Stock Exchange. Are you kidding me? It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. This society, we have come, you know, thanks to these reality shows and the internet, we just continue to make celebrities out of douchebags. I mean, that's all these people. They are completely talentless. And I can't understand why anybody would want to watch that show. There's nothing interesting about it. Douchebags. Nothing else to say about it. And, you know, it's just awful, awful. It's completely ruined what, you know, the Jersey Shore, in my opinion, what should be a great place filled with great memories and, you know, just a lot of fun and part of growing up. And now every time you mention the Jersey Shore, everybody's going to think of is these fucking Nimrods like Snooki in The Situation. And I'm sorry, I do not advocate violence against women, but when that video made the rounds of her getting punched in the face at the Bamboo, I had to laugh. She had it coming to her. Because I can think of at least 100 people that I grew up with that would have punched her in the face at the Bamboo Club. I used to love going to the Bamboo. That was I was never a big club guy, but I always liked going there because it was a little bit of an older crowd. And I used to love nickel beer nights, and you could a lot of nights you could go in there, you buy a Bamboo mug, fill it up with beer all night for a dollar. Couldn't beat that. That's just the Bamboo. So yeah, good evening to you guys in the chat room. So far, we've got Costa and Jeff are here. Jeff from LeafsCrisis.com, of course. He's come to check out the non-hockey version of the show tonight. So I welcome you guys, and I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. And since we are talking about the Jersey Shore, let's get back to the Bruce Springsteen. We'll do a little Badlands for you.
We'll be right back. What an embarrassing way to die.
That's nothing compared to how my cousin Walter died.
How did he die?
He broke his neck.
That's embarrassing?
He broke his neck trying to suck his own dick.
Shut the hell up.
I swear.
Stop it.
Bible truth.
Oh my God.
Come on. Have you ever tried to suck your own dick?
No.
Yeah, right. You're so repressed.
Because I never tried to suck my own dick?
No, because you won't admit to it. If a guy's a fucking pervert because he tries to get down on himself. You're as curious as the rest of us, pal. You've tried it.
Who found him?
My cousin? Mom found him. It was a mess. He was on his bed with his legs doubled over himself. Mom freaked out.
Hey, did not stick in his mouth.
Yeah. Balls resting on his lips.
Wow, you really made it.
Yeah, but at what a price.
I can never reach.
Reach what?
You know.
What, your dick?
Yeah, like you said, I guess everyone gets curious and tries it sometime.
I never tried it. Fucking pervert.
I love that scene from Clerks. That's great. Dante and Randall. And it's a great movie. The second one, I'm in the minority on the second one. I'm one of the few people I know that actually liked Clerks 2. I think it has some great lines in it as well. But I've got a couple of clips. I think one other clip from Clerks that we'll play in just a little while. You're listening to Internet Radio Nowhere, Friday night. I guess we're just after about 20 minutes after 10 on the East Coast, 20 after 7 where I am here in Phoenix. And we're talking about Bruce Springsteen a little bit. We were talking about the Jersey Shore, and I want to talk a little bit about Bruce. I first got hooked on Bruce when I was in high school. I was 14 or 15, I guess. I knew a little bit about him, but I had never really heard any of his music until, of course, you know, Born in the USA, like a lot of people. And I heard it, and I loved it, and then I started to listen to his older stuff. And then in August of 1985, he was doing a set of shows at Giant Stadium, and I believe he was doing four shows. It was his second time coming around to Giant Stadium on the tour, the big Born in the USA tour that he did. And the Friday night show was rained out. They had a real bad rainstorm, and the show was canceled and rescheduled for Sunday night. And a neighbor of mine, where I lived in Lakewood, used to cut his grass. I delivered his papers. I was like his houseboy, basically. I was his man Friday. He used to call me Toby, actually, for good reason. But he had tickets for the Friday night show, and when it got rained out and rescheduled for Sunday, his wife couldn't go. And about 3 hours before the show was supposed to start, he came to my house and knocked on the door and said, "I got an extra ticket for Bruce. Do you want to go?" And I said, "Of course." And he said, "Well, let me talk to your dad." And, you know, I was only 14 or 15 at the time. And he talked to my dad. And, you know, I distinctly remember the ticket was $21. And I had to mow his lawn three times to pay off my first Bruce Springsteen ticket. I owed him three lawn cuts, he told my dad, and my dad said that's okay. And I went to the show, and it was unbelievable. Bruce came on. I'll never forget. He was supposed to come on at about seven. I think he was scheduled to come on at 8 o'clock, and the stadium was packed by 7:30, and he came on early. And the first thing he said, "The traffic's heavy out on that turnpike," and everybody went nuts. And he launched into Born in the USA, and he did a 4.5-hour show with a very brief intermission. It was just absolutely incredible. And he kept telling the crowd that all night long he had a special Sunday surprise planned. And the very last song he did was he did "Santa Claus Is Coming to Town," which was pretty funny, in the middle of August, and it was hot and humid, of course. And they all put on Santa Claus hats and did "Santa Claus Is Coming to Town." But from that night on, middle of August of 1985, I've been a card-carrying Bruce fan ever since. No, Jeff, to correct you, Phoenix is 3 hours from EST. We do not change the clocks in Arizona. And during daylight savings time, Arizona is 3 hours behind the East Coast. So it is 7:22 here as we speak. They do not change the clocks here because when it's 115 degrees every day, the last thing you want to do is add an extra hour of sunlight. So, Jeff, you, contrary to popular belief, you don't know everything. I have taught you something on this show tonight, and I am proud of that. So I'm not silly, as you called me. And good evening to Loon. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Again, the number to call in, if you guys want to call in, is 646-478-4692. We're going to talk about a couple of different things. We're talking about Bruce right now, and we're going to get into a little Mets, a little Giants, little bit of and also the underlying theme for the evening is jokes and dirty jokes, and I wanted you guys to call in and maybe share your dirty joke with me, and I don't care about the language. I told you I don't care if it's politically correct. I just because I think the art of joke telling is something that has died with the advent of the internet and emails. People just don't sit around and tell jokes the way they used to. So I think tonight I wanted to kind of bring that back a little bit if we could. And, you know, you've got a lot of funny comedians out there, but you don't have any real joke tellers like you used to have. And I think, you know, people email jokes back and forth all the time, but when was the last time somebody actually told you a joke? So tonight I'll share a couple of my favorite dirty jokes with you, and you guys can, like I said, if you want to call in and tell me your favorite, and I'd love to hear them. So here's one of my favorites. I'll start with this one. Guy comes home from work, and his wife is on all fours in the kitchen, and she's wearing one of those little house dresses. And she picks up. He comes up behind her. He picks up the back of the house dress, and he fucks her right there in the kitchen from behind. Right, he gets done. He smacks her across the back of the head. She turns around. She looks at him. She goes, "What the hell was that for?" And he goes, "That's for not turning around to see who it was." I always like that one. I got a couple more we'll tell you as the night goes on. Again, 646-478-4692 if you want to call in. We're going to try and go 2 hours. We'll see if we run out of topics or we run out of things to talk about. We'll call it early. We'll see what happens. But for now, we'll keep it going. We'll keep talking about Bruce a little bit. And, you know, I think I just think that with Bruce, and if you grew up in the time that I did, or even the generation before me, you kind of identified with Bruce, and more so than most other musicians, at least for me, and bands or whatever. And I think this goes for a lot of Bruce fans. It always felt like Bruce was expressing what you always felt. You know, Bruce always talked about getting out of Jersey and looking for a better life and wanting to make something of yourself. And I think, you know, that's the way a lot of us felt. And Bruce always seemed to be so in touch with our lives and our times. And you always felt like, you know, he was speaking for you and to you at the same time. And, you know, I always thought it was very poignant at 9/11, when that had happened. And I remember, you know, Bruce, not long after, I guess it was less than a year after 9/11, was when he put out the Rising CD, which I do believe is among his best CDs. I think it's just there's some great songwriting on that CD. And I remember Bruce premiering the CD on, I believe it was the Today Show, and he did it at Asbury Park. I think it was at the convention center, and they talked to him on the Today Show, and they asked him, you know, what went into the decision making of writing that CD, and he said that he was in his car and he was stopped at a light, and a guy pulled up next to him in his car, and this was right after 9/11, and the guy just rolled down his window and said to Bruce, he said, "Bruce, we need you." And that was all he said. That was all the guy said to him. And that kind of inspired him to write the songs that were on The Rising. A lot of them are related to 9/11, and, you know, like a song like Empty Sky and You're Missing and The Rising itself. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but not long after 9/11, there was I guess, like a public service announcement that they played on TV a lot. I think it was on NBC a lot. And it was Bruce singing We Shall Overcome, and it was always very touching to me. It actually really brought me to tears quite a few times when I heard that song and the images from that day. And I just don't think there was anybody better to kind of speak to the nation and let us know that everything was going to be okay than Bruce Springsteen. So without further ado, from The Rising, this is Bruce Springsteen, The Rising.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through the darkness. Can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. Far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a straight pile of stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on.
Come on up for the rising. don't want your mom to worry, all right? When she worries, she says things like, I told you so, and stop doing that, I'm asleep.
Oh, man, you guys, my microphone, damn it. Okay, sorry, I hope you guys can hear me now. I apologize for the dead air. Sorry about that. That's about 3 minutes of dead air. Well, it's just like, I had to be just like any show. He's always got a couple of minutes of dead air, so I had to match that, right? Hopefully you guys can hear me now. Good evening to all of you. I see Walker has shown up. I appreciate it. Sorry about the dead air. My microphone was muted. I muted my microphone so you guys wouldn't hear me singing during the Bruce song. And I kept thinking to myself, don't forget to unmute your microphone. And instead, I wound up giving you guys about 2 minutes of dead air, but that's okay. Anyway, basically what I was saying was that, you know, a lot of people complain about Bruce being too political. I don't worry too much about his politics. I don't agree with a lot of his politics. I'm only interested in his music. So, you know, he was a staunch supporter of the Obama campaign. I'd be curious to hear what he thinks so far of Obama's presidency, but other than that, I really don't care about his politics. And I was talking about the Tampa concert that I went to. You missed a pretty good story about that. I drove 4 or 5 hours in the rain from South Florida to Tampa to go see Bruce in concert last year, and it was a great show, and it was a lot of fun, and I came to have a new appreciation for it just because I was older and was able to just enjoy it a lot more now that I was older. Anyway, all right, so we're gonna wrap up the Bruce Springsteen block here. I've got one more song. This is one of my favorites. Well, they're all one of my favorites. People always ask, you know, what's your favorite Bruce song? And it's like trying to pick your favorite child. But this is one of my favorites, and it always kind of – I think it's appropriate for a Friday night. So here's Out in the Streets.
Thank you.
Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him a best friend hug.
That is Stu from The Hangover. I absolutely love that movie. There aren't a whole lot of movies that make me laugh out loud the way that one did. It's just got some, it's got some great lines in it, and that's what I always, that's how I always judge a movie, is how do the movie lines hold up over the years, like you know, movies like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Midnight Run, and Caddyshack, and Back to School. You know, your Ghostbusters. You remember the lines, and you wind up using them, you know, in your day to day conversations. But The Hangover is just such a great movie, and I believe his real name is Ed Helms. I don't know if I have that right or not, but he's also on The Office, and he's great on The Office as well. And that's a kind of show that the Office. I don't know if you guys watch it. I was kind of late to the party on The Office. I didn't watch it when it was. I don't watch it on NBC. I've kind of caught up on the reruns on TBS and local TV, and I'm really into it now. I like it. I just it's Steve Carell that I don't like. I don't find him all that funny, no matter what he's doing. But I do like just about everybody else on that show, and the guy that plays Jim, of course. He's my favorite. His facial expressions and the little pranks that he pulls on everybody are just great. I don't know if you guys ever saw the episode where he throws Ed Helms. I can't think of his name on the show now. Shit. Oh, well, I can't think of his name. But he throws his cell phone up in the ceiling, and they can't find it. And Dwight is Rainn Wilson. It'll come to me anyway. But he throws his cell phone up in the ceiling, and he keeps calling it, and his the guy's ringtone is Rockin' Robin, and it's really funny to watch the guy. He's going crazy trying to find his phone, and Andy, I think it's Andy. I think you're right. Thank you, Walker. I appreciate it, and welcome to the chat room, Walker. I appreciate you guys checking in, and so don't forget, we're looking for dirty jokes tonight, 646-478-4692. I don't care if they're politically correct or not. Just don't worry about language. I want to hear them. If you got a good one, I want to hear it, because as I said earlier in the show, I think the art of joke telling, I think it's a lost art. I think because of email and the internet, nobody sits around and tells jokes anymore like they used to. And I think that's something that unfortunately we've lost over the years. And I told one earlier, and I've got a couple more that I'll tell as we go on. But as far as on comedy, you know, there are some guys that obviously have made a living with dirty comedy, and there's some guys that have made a living on clean comedy, and I like them all. And here's, I'm going to play you. This is one of my favorites. This is from Bob Newhart. This is from the early 60s, I think. This is a really funny bit. It's one of his classic bits. He's pretty well known for this one.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Newhart.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Many of you may have read The Hidden Persuaders. It's about advertising. And one of the points the book made was that the real danger of the public relations man or the advertising man was that they were creating images. And they felt that in the presidential campaigns, the candidates were really getting closer and closer together. There was no real difference between them. And you were really voting for the man. And this got me to thinking, supposing this science were as far advanced during the Civil War as it is today, and there was no Lincoln. Now, the advertising people, realizing this, would have had to create a Lincoln. And I think they would have gone about it something like this. This is a telephone conversation between Abe and his press agent just before Gettysburg. Hi, Abe, sweetheart, how are you, kid? How's Gettysburg? Sort of a drag, huh? Well, Abe, you know them small Pennsylvania towns. You seen one, you've seen them all. Right. Listen, Abe, I got the note. What's the problem? You're thinking of shaving it off. Abe, don't you see that's part of the image? Right, with the shawl and the stovepipe and the string tie. You don't have the shawl. Where's the shawl, Abe? You left it in Washington. What are you wearing, Abe? A sort of cardigan? Abe, don't you see that doesn't fit with the string tie and the beard? Abe, would you leave the beard on and get the shawl, huh? All right, what's this about Grant? You're getting a lot of complaints on Grant's drinking, huh? Abe, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't see the problem. I mean, you knew he was a lush when you pointed him. You see him? You're gag writers. Yeah, you're gag writers. You want to come back with something funny, huh? Maybe an anecdote about a town drunk. Well, I can't promise anything, Abe. I'll get him working on it. All right, Abe, you got the speech. Abe, you haven't changed the speech, have you? Abe, what do you change the speeches for? A couple minor changes, I'll bet. All right, what are they? You what? You typed it. Abe, how many times have we told you on the backs of envelopes? I understand it's harder to read that way, Abe, but it looks like you wrote it on a train coming down. Abe, could you do this? Could you memorize it and then put it on the back of the envelope? You're getting a lot of play in the press on that. How are the envelopes holding up? You could stand another box. All right, I'll come back. All right. What else, Abe? You change 47 to 87? I understand the numbers coming from Abe. Well, Abe, that's meant to be a grabber. Abe, we test marketed that in the 80s, and they went out of their minds. It's sort of like Mark Anthony saying, friends, Romans, countrymen, I've got something I want to tell you. You see what I mean, Abe? What? People will little note nor long remember. Abe, what could possibly be wrong with that? They'll remember it. Abe, they'll remember it. It's the old humble bit. You can't say it's a great speech. I think everybody's going to remember it, Abe. You come off a bragger, don't you see that? Hey, Abe, do the speech the way Charlie wrote it, would you? The inaugural address swung, didn't it? All right, anything else? You talk to some newspaper men. Abe, I wish you wouldn't talk to newspaper men. Well, you always put your foot in. No, that's just what I mean, Abe. No. You were a rail splitter, then an attorney. Abe, it doesn't make any sense that way. I mean, you wouldn't give up your law practice to become a rail splitter, don't you? Would you read the biography, Abe? You'll save a lot of trouble on this end. Abe, listen, before I forget, the manufacturer is coming out with the Abe Lincoln T-shirt on Tuesday. Could you work that into the address somewhere, Abe? Play it by ear, whatever you can do. Abe, have you got a pencil and paper there? Would you take this down? You can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, you keep doing it differently. The last quote I got was, you can fool all the people all the time. And you're, hold on. They come up with a thing on Grant. Right. Good. Yeah, all beautiful. Hey, listen to this. They got a beautiful squelch on Grant. Right. The next time they bug you about Grant's drinking, right, you tell them you're going to find out what brand he drinks and send a case of it to all your other generals. Right. No, it's like the brand was the reason he won. No. Use it, it's fine. Trust me, Saturday night? Oh, Abe, I'm sorry, I'm gonna be in New York Saturday night. A bridge party at the White House? Oh, Abe, I'd love to make it. How about Seward? You try him? He'll be out of town too, huh? Oh, that's a, you and what's your name? Be home alone. Mary, be home alone. Huh? Listen, Abe, why don't you take in a play? I'll be talking to you. So long.
They say so much, but they never tell you if it's any good. Are either one of these any good? Sir?
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Well, have you heard anything about either one of them?
I find it's best to stay out of other people's affairs.
You mean you haven't heard anybody say anything about either one of these?
Nope.
Well, what about these two?
Oh, they suck.
These are the same two movies. You weren't paying any attention.
No, I wasn't.
I don't think your manager would appreciate it.
I don't appreciate your ruse, ma'am.
I beg your pardon?
Your ruse, your cunning attempt to trick me.
I was only pointing out that you weren't paying any attention to what I was saying.
I hope it feels good.
You hope what feels good?
I hope it feels so good to be right. There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
Well, this is the last time I rent here.
You'll be missed.
Screw you!
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Yeah!
Screw me.
There's another clip from Clerks. All right. A man and his wife go to their honeymoon hotel for their 25th anniversary. As the couple talks about their honeymoon, their wedding night, and the wife asks the husband, "Now, what did you think the first time you saw my naked body in front of you? What was going through your mind?" And the husband says to her, "All I wanted to do was fuck your brains out and suck your tits dry." And then as the wife's getting undressed, she says, "What are you thinking now?" And he says, "It looks like I did a pretty good job." All right, so if you guys want to call in with your dirty jokes, I want to hear them, 646-478-4692. You heard Bob Newhart's famous Abe Lincoln versus Madison Avenue bit. Makes me laugh every time I hear it. If you've never heard Bob Newhart stand up, it's really good. It's all reaction. I guess you would call it reactionary. He's holding both sides of the conversation basically from his point of view, and it's all very similar to what you just heard. You know, he's on the phone with someone, or he's in a situation where he's having a conversation and reacting to what they're saying, and it's all he's got a lot of funny bits. I have one more that we'll play for you before we wrap it up tonight. We got about an hour to go. Now on the other side of that is, you know, guys comedians that have made a living being, you know, off color, and you know, there's a lot of them. There's Andrew Dice Clay, and you know, certainly he's another one of my favorites. I don't have any of his clips to play tonight. I couldn't find one that I really liked and wanted to play for you guys for tonight. So instead, we have the great George Carlin. I have one of my favorites of his to play for you right now. As soon as I can find it, here we go. George Carlin.
People I can do without. This is my list. guys in their 50s named Skip. Anyone who pays for vaginal jelly with an Exxon credit card. An airline pilot who has on two different shoes. A proctologist with poor depth perception. A pimp who drives a Toyota Corolla. A gynecologist who wants my wife to have three or four drinks before the examination. Guys with a lot of small pins on their hats. Anyone who mentions Jesus more than 300 times in a 2-minute conversation. A dentist with blood in his hair. Any woman whose hobby is breastfeeding zoo animals. A funeral director who says, "Hope to see you folks again real soon." Girls who get drunk and throw up at breakfast. A man with only one lip. A Boy Scout master who owns a dildo shop. People who actually know the second verse to the Star Spangled Banner. Any lawyer who refers to the police as the Federales. A cross-eyed nun with a bullwhip and a bottle of gin. A brain surgeon with Born to Lose tattooed on his hand. Couples whose children's names all start with the same initial. A man in a hospital gown directing traffic. A waitress with a visible infection on her serving hand. People who have large gums and small teeth. Guys who wear the same underwear until it begins to cut off the circulation to their feet. And any man whose arm hair completely covers his wristwatch. Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that.
Guy comes home from work. Goes upstairs into his bedroom and he sees his wife packing a bag. He says, "Honey, what are you doing?" And she says, "I'm leaving you." He says, "You're leaving me?" He says, "We've been married for 15 years. How could you? What do you mean you're leaving me?" And she says, "Well, I just found out I can get $400. I can get $400 a blowjob in Las Vegas." The guy grabs a bag and he starts packing. She says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm going with you. I want to see how you're going to live on $800 a year." All right, you're listening to Internet Radio Nowhere with Jim. We've got less than an hour to go. We're telling a few dirty jokes. We're talking about some comedy. We've been playing some Bruce Springsteen. We're done with that. We're going to move on to we're going to get into a little Jimmy Buffett in a little while. And for the Jimmy Buffett songs that I've selected to play tonight, they're a little more off the beaten path than the Bruce songs. I wanted to play a few different songs instead of the standards, so we'll start with those in a few minutes. Sports. We'll talk sports for a couple of minutes. The Mets, I think we could put their season to bed. I think they're finished. If I were the Mets, I would be seriously entertaining trade offers for Santana and Beltran if they could get any, but I don't know if anybody's going to offer him anything for either one of them. I think they fooled us for a month or two early in the season. And Jason Bay, as I correctly predicted, seems to be a flop for the Mets. And you know, they still don't have enough offense. Last weekend they were shut out twice, I think, by the Dodgers, and they got swept by the Diamondbacks here in Phoenix. And I was glad I didn't go to any of those games. I was going to, and then you know something came up a couple of the nights the games were going on, and I wound up not going. And boy, was I glad for that. So yes, you know, what else can you say about the Mets except I think the season's over and time to start looking to next year or maybe the year after. And I think Omar's got to go, and I think Jerry Manuel's got to go. I was never happy with his selection. And, you know, when they look for a new manager, they better not look any further than Wally Backman. Wally Backman should have gotten the job. When they hired Willie Randolph, I said Wally Backman should have had the job, and they wouldn't give it to him. And now they're going to be probably faced with having to find a new manager again. And I think Wally Backman would be the right man for the job, and hopefully we'll see if the Mets can actually do the right thing for once. I also think, you know, just from what I'm reading and from what I'm seeing, I think the Mets are – I think the Wilpons are broke as far as the Mets are concerned. I mean, I think they've got money put away somewhere, but as far as the Mets are concerned, they don't seem to want to spend any money on this team. I mean, it's like Major League Two when Roger Dorn owned the Indians and they come onto the field and – the entire outfield is covered with ads because he's got no money and he's got to generate revenue, and they don't seem to want to spend any money. The Phillies, I guess, I think they went out and got Roy Oswalt. I don't know if that, I think that deal went down yesterday, and I think Oswalt pitched tonight, but the Mets don't seem to want to do anything. They don't want to take on any salary. So I think they're going to have to look for, they're going to look for a manager. And I think, you know, they need to keep a couple of parts. I would keep, if I was in charge, I'd keep Wright and Reyes and just a couple other players and then move on. And yes, Joe Torre was the Mets manager from 1979 to 1983, I believe. And I think Torre's going to retire. They're not going to go away. I think Torre's going to retire at the end of the season and he'll be done. Wally Backman is the right man for the Mets job. He'll do what it takes to win. His players love playing for him. He's the guy they should go out and get. We got a couple of new people in the chat room. Good evening to Avery Girl, who's here. And I believe I said hello to the Loon Ranger and Walker, who are here. And we've got three guests spying. You guys got to register with Blog Talk Radio. You can join the chat and converse with everyone. And we'll be back on the air Wednesday night with Blue Shirt Banner Radio. We'll be on at 8 to 10 from our normal time when Eddie gets back from vacation. I thought maybe he'd call in. We'll see. We got 55 minutes to go. I don't know. I think he's at the Royals game. I think he said he'd be at tonight, so maybe he'll try and check in with us. If he remembers the call-in number, he usually has to ask me when he's in a situation where he has to call into the show. He has a hard time remembering the number, so we'll see if he calls in. Excuse me. Let's see what else we got. Get ready for football. Giants going to open training camp, I believe, Sunday. They're one of the last teams, if not the last team, to open camp. And as anybody who listens to the show on a regular basis knows, the only thing that comes close to my love for the Rangers is my love for the Giants. Eddie is in Kansas City, I believe. Kansas City and St. Louis. He was in Vegas for a couple of days, and now he's in St. Louis and Kansas City, Loon. So I'm excited for the Giants. I think they're going to be a lot better than people are predicting. Everybody seems to think this is going to be a down year for the Giants. I disagree. I think they'll be in contention for the division all year. I think their defense is going to be much better than last year. Bill Sheridan was a horrible defensive coordinator, and they got away from doing what they do best, and that's playing physical defense and getting after the quarterback. And for whatever reason, they didn't do that last year, and the Giants were exposed all year long, especially the last couple of games where the season was on the line and they gave up 40 points to Carolina, which was a disgusting performance in the last game at Giants Stadium. Avery, I just Eddie is in St. Louis tonight. I just got the update from Avery Girl. So, anyway, lost my train of thought. So, yeah, hopefully Giants will get back to doing what they do best, getting after the quarterback and playing good defense, and I think they're going to be just fine. I think they've got a good offense. I think Eli will have a decent year. And excuse me, if you're watching me on video, you see me. I've got gnats have attacked my screen as I'm sitting outside here, so I apologize for that if you're watching on the video. Jeff, there was no show last week for Eddie. That's why you couldn't get into his show. He didn't have one last week. He took last Friday night off, and he's entitled. So, but I look forward to having him back next Wednesday night for Blue Shirt Banner Radio. We'll be on at 8 o'clock. And by the way, I wanted to mention to you guys a little bit of self promotion. If you guys are, I don't know how many of you are Giant fans, but if you go out to your newsstands or bookstores or whatever and pick up a copy of it's the Market Street Press Giants Preview Magazine. It's almost practically a book. It's about 120 pages, I think. It's put out by Market Street Press. It's got a picture of Eli on the cover, and I believe it says rebound year or something like that on the cover. I don't have it handy, or else I'd show you guys on the video. But if you could pick it up, the whole magazine was put together by Ed Valentine from Big Blue View, where I've been a co-writer now for almost 3 years. I don't write as much as I used to because of Blue Shirt Banner taking up just about all my time these days, but also, if you pick up a copy of the magazine, I do have a story in there about some of the best moments at Giant Stadium. It was a series I did for Big Blue View last year, and he decided to put it in the magazine. And it was pretty cool. I got an advanced copy of the magazine from the publisher, and it was kind of nice to see my name in a published magazine. So if you get a chance, pick it up. I think it's $12. It's pretty good. There's a lot of good stories in there. Positional stories and all the Super Bowl victories, and then, like I said, there's my story on the Giant Stadium memories and a bunch of other stuff. So if you get a chance, pick it up and let me know what you think. All right, so we'll move on from sports. That's enough for that. And here's a little I don't know if you guys are familiar with Daniel Tosh. He's got a show on Comedy Central. It's called Tosh.0, and I just recently started watching it about a month ago. And show is hysterical. I mean, it is so funny. Basically, what he does is he takes videos from the internet, you know, stuff you see off YouTube, and just makes fun of it. And he's a stand-up comedian. His name's Daniel Tosh, and he's really funny. But here's something off one of his albums or CDs, excuse me, that I found that I thought was pretty funny. So play this for you.
You ever do this joke where you're driving your car at night, your friend's in the car with you, they fall asleep? So you think it's hysterical? I love it. Hit the brake, hit the horn, scream. Then as soon as they realize it's a joke, you just fucking stab them in the heart. Does that ever get old, huh? Huh? The look on their face right before they die? Does it, side of the room that's taking it too seriously? It's a joke. I don't stab people. I don't think I could ever stab somebody. I'm really bad at the Capri Sun. No juicy. This guy's crazy. I am. My voice is in my head. They speak in Spanish. I have no idea what they're saying. That's irritating. I wish one of them would get a job. Why'd you go, oh, they just moved here from Spain? If you thought they were Mexican, that's because you're racist. Yeah. You might want to look at yourself before you throw stones. We wonder why other countries hate us. I love that. We have a game show in our country called Survivor. That's a game in our country. Where you can win $1 million for surviving 30 days in a place where people already live. Do you realize what kind of message that sends? Not a good one. Excuse me, I've been here for 60 years. May I have some bread? No. We're Americans. This is a game. Ah! We don't have our cell phones. This is hard. I don't even get any service here, and I'm with Singular. See, they merged with AT&T. I should have double the bars, but I don't. I have no bars. I hate this island of Wahapui. I know. Wahapui. Isn't that a shampoo by Paul Mitchell? No, it's a land.
You ever spin a globe, then mash your cock on it and fuck someone from that country? Indonesia, oh, relief is on its way.
Oh my gosh!
You ever take your cell phone and just scroll through it and call ex-girlfriends at night and then be like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I know it's been a long time, but I really think you should get tested. Phil, that is so much fun. No one gets hurt. I get to laugh. They get a test. They should. I'm not going to test. I'm a guy. Doesn't really matter, does it? A little discomfort. You know what women like? Confidence. I'm out at a bar. I see a woman that I want to talk to. I walk right up to her. I'm like, hey, let's get a look at that snatch.
She's like, what? You're confident. How does this look?
And I'm like, a bit gamey, but I'm in a pinch. Saddle up, Seabiscuit. My girlfriend's pregnant right now. I'm a little scared. My friends keep bugging me. They're like, do you want a boy or a girl? I don't care. I know it sounds cheesy, but I just hope it's black. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry you have to give up on your dreams. I'm going to go back to being selfish. Everybody get it? It's not my kid. I'm white. It's a joke on many levels. My girlfriend's not pregnant. She's pro-choice.
You can't overturn Roe versus Wade tonight. It's my right as an American to have that joke. If you're not pro-choice, all that means is you've never slept with a stripper in Kansas City.
Because that's a phone call no one wants 9 months later.
Guess who's coming to breakfast? Cinnamon Jr.
Not if my $400 has anything to say about it. Let's go, clean it out.
Do you know what rodeo sex is? It's when you mount your woman from behind, you start going nice and slowly, you take her hair, you pull her back. You pull her head back slightly, and you whisper in her ear, your sister was better than you, and then try and hold on for 8 seconds. All right, you're listening to the Internet Radio Nowhere. We got just about 45 minutes to go. If you want to call in, tell me a dirty joke. I want to hear it, 646-478-4692. It's just about, 11:15 on the East Coast. And welcome to all of you in the chat room. I always thought Adam from Chicago. I always thought Roe versus Wade was about boat ownership. It's a good one. All right, wanted to do a little. We're gonna do a little Jimmy Buffett for you. And like I said, we're gonna go a little off the beaten path with the Jimmy Buffett tonight. I picked a couple of oddball songs. Maybe you've heard them. Maybe you haven't. So here's from. This is from Havana Daydreaming. I believe 1975 or 1976. And this is how I'm sure many of us have felt this way after a long Friday night or Saturday night of drinking.
Started popping because there she sat at the corner of the bar as a broken
another string on my old guitar. Someone call a cab. Later, won't you pay my tab? But now my head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. That kind of morning really was that kind of night. Trying to tell myself that my condition is improving, and if I don't die by Thursday, I'll be roaring Friday night. Got to get a little orange juice and a Darvon for my head. I can't spend all day, baby, laying in the bed. I'm going down to Fausto's, get some chocolate milk, can't spend my life in your seat still. I've got to find my way.
My head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. That's I love that song. It's a great one. A little Jimmy Buffett for you from Havana Daydreaming. I don't know if you guys have – Jimmy Buffett is another artist that I kind of came to late in the game. I didn't really get into him until early 90s. I was working for Sam Goody when they still had music stores, and his new CD came out. Well, at the time it was new. It was called Fruitcakes, which is a great CD, and we got an advanced copy of it. And we just started playing it in the store, and I just thought it was one of the best things I'd ever heard at the time. And I mean, I knew, you know, a couple of his older songs. You know, I knew Margaritaville and, you know, Come Monday. Those are the ones everybody knows. But you know, then there were a couple other songs that I'd heard over the years and thought, oh, okay, that's Jimmy Buffett. Now I know who that is. And I wound up getting hooked on him. And same thing as Bruce. I went to one of Jimmy Buffett's concerts, and if you've never been to a Jimmy Buffett show, whether you like him or not, it's something everybody should do at least once. His concerts are, it's a drunk fest. Everybody's drinking, everybody's having a good time, and I've seen Jimmy Buffett live 11 times, and not once have I ever seen a fight. It's controlled chaos. Everybody's just having a good time. A lot of beautiful women, many of them topless by the end of the evening. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And if you ever get the chance to go before he finally decides to stop touring, I highly recommend it. Jimmy's getting up there in years. I think I believe he's in his early 60s at this point, but he's still going. He's still touring every year, although it seems to be a little bit less and less dates every year, but he's still out there touring and making the way. When it comes to Buffett, I like his early stuff much more than I like anything he's put out in the last 10 years or so. If you listen to some of his really old stuff, it's much better than most of what he's put out the last 10 years or so. I kind of think Banana Wind, which was put out in 1996, was really the last good CD from top to bottom that he put out. Everything since then has been kind of hit or miss. You know, every CD seems to have a couple of good songs, and the rest of it is just kind of take it or leave it. But we'll keep the Buffett going here on a Friday night, and this is a song that is kind of a legend song, if you want to call it that. It's one you don't hear very much, and it was actually cut from the Havana Daydreaming album, and it's just kind of floated around. You can probably find it on YouTube, or you can probably download it somewhere off LimeWire or whatever download program you use, but it's never been released anywhere. You hear it occasionally, but this is called Please Take Your 15-Year-Old Drunken Girlfriend Home, and it's a great song.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I guess that file cut off a little sooner than I expected it to. The song was almost over anyway. That was Please Take Your Drunken 15-Year-Old Girlfriend Home by Jimmy Buffett from off the cutting room floor from Havana Daydream in 1975 or 76. Anyway, Internet Radio Nowhere. We got about 36 minutes to go. We're just trying to get through this. We're telling dirty jokes. Nobody's called in with a dirty joke. Somebody's got to call in. I got to take at least one call tonight. So the number is 646-478-4692. And don't forget, we'll be back Wednesday night with Blue Shirt Banner Radio at 8 o'clock until 10. We've got, yeah, the smoke is helping keep the gnats away, Loon. That's why. That's another reason why I keep them burning. We also have we have a big surprise announcement on Wednesday night. So hopefully you guys will be tuned in for that. And as far as the Rangers go, I'll just mention real quick the Frolov deal. I'm in favor of it. I like it. Get him for a year. And look, you only got him for a year. And offense has got to come from somewhere as far as the Rangers are concerned. They hadn't signed anybody with any offensive output. And I like to make the joke that, you know, when they lost Jody Shelley, they lost, you know, one of their top goal scorers for the last couple of games. So, we're looking at the young kids to come in and develop, but, you know, at the same time, you still got to score some goals. They can't, and I think Frolov will help. You only got him for a year. What's the big deal? There were a lot of Ranger fans that didn't like the move, which I really don't understand. But by the same token, I think there's a lot of Ranger fans that are just pissed no matter what they do. But we'll talk about that more on Wednesday night. I don't want to take away from the big show on Wednesday nights, me and Eddie. And so we'll get into it more on then. But I did want to mention it because I had a couple of people say, are we going to talk hockey? And I didn't want to talk too much hockey because I was trying to break away from it for a night and talk about something else. So instead, we've done some Bruce and some comedy and some Buffett, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. I appreciate you spending your Friday night with me. Looks like he's a decent passer. That's the word. But he's not the best first passer in the game, though. That's, that's reserved for one man. And since you guys are here, since you made the effort to come in, I'll give it to you.
This is Kevin Greenstein from the New York Sun. Glenn, just wanted to get your sense on Wade Redden, what he's going to add to the Rangers' blue line core, and what you're thinking moving forward with regard to the defense.
Well, he's an experienced defenseman. He's been an all-star twice in the league. He's, in our opinion, the best first passer in the game today. He moves the puck up exceptionally. He's somebody that we had targeted immediately. He was our number one guy in defense. You know, as well as Roosevelt. We wanted to get them both signed, and we did. And we're quite happy that we've got them. And we think that it's going to help move the puck to the forwards as well as anybody in the league today.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
That's our Glenn. And since, let me see if I can find the other one that somebody mentioned here, here we go.
It's like trying to buy a Cadillac for a Honda price.
That's right. It's like trying to buy a Cadillac for a Honda price. All right. That's gonna end the hockey talk for the show tonight. We're gonna stay away from it. We're gonna save it for Wednesday. That's what Wednesdays are all about. And like I said, we have a big surprise announcement for Wednesday night as well. And I'm looking forward to that. And then, you know, when we come back. When we come back Wednesday night, we'll only have about 45 days till training camp starts, and then the season's not far behind. So we'll have plenty of stuff to talk about as time goes on. All right, so let's get back to a little more Jimmy Buffett since we're in the middle of our Buffett block part of the show, and this is. If I had to pick a favorite Jimmy Buffett song, this might not be my favorite, but it's definitely top two or three. There's just something about this song that really always got to me, and it's always been one of my favorites. It's from a CD called White Sport Coat and a Pink Crustacean. This is Jimmy Buffett, The Death of an Unpopular Poet.
listen while he'd rhyme. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. Then one day the poet suddenly did die, but he left behind the closet filled with verse and rhyme. Through some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times, and everybody's searching for the king of underground. Well, they found him down in Florida with a tombstone for a crown. Everybody knows a lie from his book that cost $4.99. I wonder if he knows he's doing quite this fine, 'cause his books were all bestsellers, and his poems were turned to song. Had his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. And now he's called immortal, yes, he's even taught in school. Most proficient too, but he left all of his royalty to Spooner, his old hound. Growing old on steak and bacon in a doghouse 10 feet round. And everybody wondered, did he really No, he was just a poet who lived before his time. He was just a poet who lived before his time.
Woman goes to see her therapist, and she says to her therapist, I've got a big problem, doctor. Every time we're in bed, my husband climaxes. He lets out this ear-splitting scream. And the doctor says, my dear, that's pretty natural. I don't see what the problem is. And the woman says, the problem is that he wakes me up. All right. Internet Radio Nowhere. I appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. We got a little less than a half an hour to go. Loon, what don't you don't like? Okay, you don't like Jimmy Buffett. Well, give him a listen. You know, I understand. Not a, you know, either he's kind of somebody that you either love him or you hate him. But if you know, if you're sitting out by the on the beach or you're sitting out by the pool and you've got some friends over and you're just sitting and you're just kind of hanging out, and put on a little Jimmy Buffett, and I'm telling you, it's a great way to just kind of mellow out and relax and enjoy. And I can give you a list of songs that should be on your list to listen to. I would strongly recommend the CD Barometer Soup from 1995, I believe that was. And then, you know, from there you go to Fruitcakes, or you get yourself a couple of the older ones like A White Sport Coat and A Pink Crustacean, A1A, Living and Dying in Three Quarters Time. Those are all good ones. I'm gonna play a couple more Buffett before we finish up. I got two more that I want to play. One will be towards the end of the show. We'll finish. Well, we had dead air again. Blog Talk Radio just completely kicked me off and just kicked me off and booted me. So I lost the switchboard there for a minute, and I lost everything. So I had to call back in. Hopefully you guys can hear me now. I don't think that lasted very long. It was probably about 30 seconds or so more of dead air. So there you go. Okay, you guys can hear me okay now? Sorry about that. That one was not my fault. That was Blog Talk Radio kicking me off. So we'll blame that one's on Blog Talk Radio. The first one was my fault. I had my microphone muted. Anyway, 646-478-4692. If you guys want to call in, tell a joke, whatever you got, racial, on PC, I don't really care as long as it's funny. That's all I give a shit about. So we'll get, let's see, what do we got? 24 minutes to go. And I'm just checking the list of things here. All right, we're gonna play one more Jimmy Buffett song, and then we'll talk for a few more minutes, and then we'll just about be done. So from Havana Daydreaming, 1975 or 76, I can't remember what year. Here's This Hotel Room. It's another good one.
Makes you feel all right.
Feel all right. Feel all right. Magic fingers makes you feel all right.
Guy and his wife and their kids are watching TV. The wife looks at her husband. She gives him a wink. He gets the message. Says to the kids, "Give us a few minutes, boys. We're going to go upstairs to our room for a little while." Pretty soon, one of the kids becomes curious. He goes upstairs, sees the door to his parents' bedrooms a little bit open. He peeks in for a couple of minutes, runs downstairs, gets his little brother, takes him up to look into the bedroom. He says to him, "Before you look in there, keep in mind, this is the same woman who smacked our asses just for sucking our thumbs." Internet Radio Nowhere. We got just about 20 minutes to go. 646-478-4692. If you guys want to call in and tell me a good dirty joke. Adam from Chicago turning 29 tomorrow. Happy birthday to you, my friend. And let's see, where we got, where is it? Switchboard. I'll find it. I promise I'll find it. This damn thing. Here we go.
Happy birthday!
A number of different jobs, and every job I would go to, they would always be having like a week's orientation program, and they would present you with every problem you would be faced with during your first day on the job. And now, I'm going to do a little switch here, but I'll tie the two things together. One of my favorite movies is King Kong, and the big scene, of course, is when King Kong climbs the outside of the Empire State Building. Now, to tie them together, I thought, what if the night that King Kong climbed the outside of the Empire State Building, it was also the first night on the job for a new guard? He had gone through a week's orientation program on the problems he could expect to face his first night on the job. I think his day might have gone something like this. Mr. Hennessy? Yes, sir. I hate to bother you at home like this on my first night, but... something has come up, and it isn't covered in the guard's manual. I looked in the index. Yes, sir. I looked under unauthorized personnel and people without passes and apes and apes' toes. Apes and apes' toes. There's an ape's toe sticking through the window. Well, see, he isn't your standard ape, sir. He's between 18 and 19 stories high. Depending on whether we have a 13th floor or not. Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a rule against apes shaking a building. There is. So I yelled at his feet, and I said, shoe ape, and I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave. And then I know how you like the new men to think on their feet. So I went into the broom closet, and I got a broom without signing out a requisition. I will tomorrow, yes, sir. And I started banging him on the toes with it, you know. But there are these planes flying around, and they're shooting at him, and he's only swatting at them, you know. So I figured I wasn't doing, you know, too much good with the broom. You don't care what I do, just get the ape off the building. This could complicate things a little, sir. When he passed by here, he was carrying a woman in his hand. I don't think she works in the building, no, sir. Yeah, she had kind of negligee on, you know, so I doubt it. She's one of the cleaning women. Well, the first thing I did, I filled out a report on it. I don't want to give the building a bad name either, sir, but, these planes are shooting at him, and, they're starting to hit him, and, people are going to come to work tomorrow morning, and, they're going to have to walk around the big dead ape in the street and start putting two and two together, you know. I think we're safe on that score, sir. I doubt very much if he signed the night guest book downstairs. You don't care what I do, just get the ape off the building. Well, I came up with an idea, but I'm not supposed to leave my post. Yeah, I thought maybe I could smear the Chrysler building with bananas. Hello.
That's another another one of Bob Newhart's classic bits, and if you ever get a chance, just download a couple of his bits. They're really funny. There's one about a driving school instructor that's really good, and there's another one about Ben Franklin and therapy. He's got some really good ones. He doesn't get I always kind of felt that he doesn't get as much credit as he should for his comedic genius. But anyway, we've got 13 minutes to go. We're almost to the end. I wasn't sure if I could make it 2 hours without my partner. It's not easy, but that's what all the clips are for. They help me get through. So, and we'll hope to see you Wednesday night when we come back with Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Eddie will be refreshed, and I'm sure he'll have some good stories to tell. And then there'll be some new videos on Ranger Crisis of his travels and the people he meets. So I look forward to that. So let's see, we got just about 12 minutes to go. If you guys want to call in, 646-478-4692. If you've got a good joke to tell, I'd love to hear it. Like I said before, joke telling has kind of become a lost art with everybody just emails jokes now to each other and you read them on the internet or whatever. Nobody just sits around and kind of tells jokes like they used to. That used to be something that my friends and I did growing up. So, but nobody seems to do it anymore. Everybody just emails each other. Here's one for you. One day a pregnant wife announced that she was going to start looking for names for her and her husband's unborn child. When the father had gotten home from work, the mother held up a baby book and said that the name was going to be Ophelia. The husband didn't like the name, and he said, "That's a good name. It reminds me of a girl I dated in high school." The next day, the mother changed the name to Sarah. Actually, that's not a good one. That one sucks. I don't know where that came. Somebody emailed me that one. Oh, well. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see. Hold on. I got another one here. Hold on. I don't like that one either. Oh, well. So, a few minutes to go. We'll finish things up and then we'll see you guys Wednesday night. I'm just looking to make sure we've covered everything I wanted to cover this evening. I think we have. So I guess thank you guys all for coming in tonight. Hello to Spidey17, who's just come in. You're late to the party, but you can catch the podcast if you so choose. Don't forget, all our shows are available on iTunes and Zune. You guys can download them and take them with you. That's what I usually do. I usually upload the show to my Zune and I listen to the show back the next day I like to listen back to our old shows and all our old shows, like our Wayne Gretzky interview, our Theo Fleury interview, our Dave Maloney interview. They're all there on the show page. You can find them. And we're looking at some ways of featuring our older shows better than we do now with Blog Talk Radio. We're trying to work some things out for that. So, how about this? You may have heard about a new bride who was a bit embarrassed to be known as a honeymooner. So when she and her husband pulled up to the hotel, she asked if there was any way they could make it appear that they'd been married a long time. And he said, sure, you can carry the suitcases. that one's all right. Young Johnny and Susie were playing doctor on the back porch when Susie's mom popped in on them. She said, you're going to get a good licking when daddy gets home. And Susie replied, Johnny's been doing that all afternoon. That's like the one about the girl that goes home and tells her mother that the boys at school are paying her a quarter every day to make her climb the flagpole. And the mother says, don't you realize that they're just trying to get you to do that so they can look at your look up your skirt at your underpants? And she says, no, I thought of that a couple of days ago, so I took them off. All right, we got a call on the line. Let's go to the 203 area code. You're on Internet Radio Nowhere. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike. What's going on?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. I got a quick joke for you to end the night off.
All right. Let's hear it.
Chris Drury is the captain of the New York Rangers. I thought it was pretty funny. The guy's not a leader in any way and shouldn't be wearing the C.
All right. You got a dirty joke? You got another one for me?
No, that's it.
All right, Mike.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
We'll see you Wednesday night.
Yep, we'll do.
All right. That was Mike with a Chris Drury joke, okay? Yeah, tough without a laugh track. Yeah. I need the canned laughter like MASH had, right, Loon? All right. So, with just a few minutes to go, on Sunday would be Jerry Garcia, the former lead singer of the Grateful Dead, would be his 68th birthday. So I thought to finish the show here to kind of wrap things up, I would play a song. I didn't realize that his birthday was coming up, but I did have a Jimmy Buffett cover of a Grateful Dead song to play for you guys. I had already uploaded it, and I was going to play it. Or I was thinking of playing it, and then I saw that, you know, with Jerry Garcia's birthday coming up over the weekend, I thought maybe this would be appropriate. So to close out Internet, our little episode of Internet Radio Nowhere, here's Jimmy Buffett with Uncle John's Band.
on you. Come and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait.
That was Jimmy Buffett, Uncle John's Band, cover of a Grateful Dead song. And that's going to just about wrap it up. We got about 2 minutes to go on Internet Radio Nowhere, just borrowing the time slot from Eddie. He can have it back. I don't know if he'll be on next Friday night. If he does, I will join him. Now I know why Eddie goes for about an hour and then sends me a usually sends me a message, and he's like, okay, you can call in now. this is not easy to do when you don't have a co-host to kind of bounce your conversation off of. It really does it gives you a new appreciation for people who do this for a living. But like I said in the chat room, even Howard Stern has people to talk to in the studio with him. So But he's done it for 30 years, and we've done it for one. So we'll be all right. I appreciate you guys listening, and we will see you guys Wednesday night for Blue Shirt Banner Radio. We'll be on from 8 to 10, as always. And I want to thank you guys. We'll do a real quick roll call for who's left here. We've got Adam from Chicago celebrating his 29th birthday tomorrow. Enjoy it, Adam, because after 29, it's 30, and then it's all downhill. Geez, he's getting ready for 30. I'm getting ready for 40 in a couple of weeks. Cutter, our good buddy Jeff from Leafs Crisis. Thanks for coming in, Jeff. Jeff, make sure you check out Blue Shirt Banter on Monday. I think the story I have for Monday you'll kind of get a kick out of. So make sure you check it out, blueshirtbanter.com. Loon Ranger, thanks for being here. We'll figure out a way to get that Howard Stern clip from you. We'll figure something out. Maybe I could have you upload it to YouTube or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. And Walker, New York Ranger, I appreciate you stopping by as well. I should have had a co-host. Well, I thought about that, but I wanted to see if I could do this on my own. And I just got the 60-second warning, which means I have less than a minute to go. So as far as I'm concerned, I was able to do it by myself. I just wanted to see if I could do it. So that was Kevin Meaney. I don't know if you guys have ever heard his stand-up. He's pretty funny as well. And That's kind of his signature song. It's called I Don't Care, and he just goes on and on and on, and he's got it. But anyway, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy, drink some beer, do whatever it is you do, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Good night, everybody.